Our next guests on the program starred as Ann Kelsey and Stuart Markowitz on L.A. Law, earned a boatload of Emmy and Golden Globe nominations for their efforts. They are going strong today and coming our way this weekend for a performance of A.R. Gurney's Love Letters at Husson University's Gracie Theater. We are thrilled to be joined this afternoon by Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker. Thank you both for being with us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Hi. Hi, it's nice to be here.
Love the show, and I'm so excited to see you guys perform. So many different people have done love letters through the years. The story of Melissa and Andrew, which has them going through old cards and letters and reminiscing on what we would now say was a complicated relationship.
It's definitely a complicated relationship.
Yeah, they're you know, they're star-crossed lovers, I guess you would say.
The fun of it is the audience gets so far ahead of them. And often in a play, you don't want that to happen. And in this play, it's perfect. Because, like, there's a moment, I shouldn't give it away. There's a moment where Andrew very happily, you know, says, "Oh, and you'll have to meet Jane." And there's this little pause, and the audience goes, "Oh no, there's a Jane!" You know? And it's that kind of stuff. It's really fun.
The audience really is rooting for them to realize that they should be together, and you know, it's a very funny play, but it's got kind of a really sad element to it too.
Yeah.
And it's a simple play to stage, and yet what's made it last so long and continue to be performed all over the world, really, is that there's a depth to it.
There really is.
It's a perfect play. I think it's Gurney's best play. Okay. And there's not a false note in it. It's just a perfect piece.
I love Melissa. She's just so outrageous, you know. She's just outrageous. And I love to play those kinds of parts. She doesn't have good boundaries, you know. She really doesn't.
Perfect part for you, darling.
Yeah.
Well, you have worked together so many times through the years, so obviously there's a shorthand there that makes it a whole lot easier. But when you're doing somebody else's words, yeah, you obviously want to be faithful to the script and to the words.
Oh,
but there's that underlying story of your own 50-year relationship that I think adds even more to it.
It does, and in this production, we don't look at each other. You know, most of the time we're looking at the audience, and so the fact that Mike's voice I've got so much history with it. You know, in fact, I think that was one of the first things I fell in love with all those years ago was his voice.
And so, you never told me that.
Yeah, so it has so much. It carries so much with it. Just hear him speak.
Was it Arena Stage in Washington where you two met?
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. And we were younger.
Yeah. When we did that. Yeah, we're going to celebrate our 40th wedding anniversary.
No, 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 no.
50th. Gosh. Yeah. We're even older than I thought. Yeah. We're going to celebrate that in a couple of years.
How can it be 50 years? With you? You must have married when you were preteens.
Ten. Yeah. I was 10. That's okay.
Still in diapers.
You both acted in a wonderful movie, one of my favorite movies of the 1970s, and I don't hear people talk about it as much as I think they should when they list the great movies of that decade, Paul Mazursky's An Unmarried Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that a great one? You're
it was
right.
A treat for us to be involved, and our daughter was in it with us.
Yeah.
Our daughter, Allison.
Yeah. She was six.
Stole the scene.
And Jill, you also appeared in Arthur with Dudley Moore. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was wonderful. He was just such an extraordinary guy to work with, and also to drive to Long Island with. You know, he was just always funny. He was always on and always funny, and I just adored him. And also, Liza was fantastic. Liza Minnelli was in it, and she was fantastic as well. She was really lovely to me. You know, it was a big deal for me to be doing this movie, and she was absolutely so generous and, you know, not at all doing that competitive actress thing that can happen sometimes. She was really a sweetheart.
And Michael, you were in one of my all-time favorite movies. We've been lucky enough on our show here to talk about it with Steve Guttenberg and with Paul Reiser. Yeah. What a cast of talented
cast.
People. Oh, my word. Diner was amazing.
Yeah, it was a thrill for a couple of reasons for me. I was born in Baltimore. I know that diner that they're talking about, which is not the one we filmed at. But it was a great way for me to go home doing a movie. And my dad and mom were there, and my dad died just a couple of years later. So he got a little bit of, maybe Michael do all right in this business kind of movie. So I always appreciate it for that.
And Mike was the only one in it with a real Baltimore accent.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker here on Downtown this Saturday night, 5 o'clock at the Gracie Theater. They perform A.R. Gurney's Love Letters. Well, let's talk about L.A. Law. How did you two come to be a part of this remarkable cast as Ann Kelsey and Stuart Markowitz?
Well, there's a story, as you can imagine. Stephen Bochco and I went to school together. We went to college together at Carnegie Tech. We used to be called Carnegie Tech, now Carnegie Mellon. And they have a great drama school. And we've been friends, you know, for, well, more than 50 years. And at a certain point, he was doing Hill Street Blues, and it was a big hit. And he and his wife came to New York, and we had dinner together. And he said, "There, we have a two-part thing coming up on Hill Street Blues, and there's a couple who come from, you know, a little town in the Midwest, and they come to the big city, and everything terrible happens to them. They get mugged. They get everything stolen from them. It's a whole thing, and it's kind of a comic thing." And he said, "If you guys can get yourself out there, you know, you can have these parts." And we had never really worked face-to-face, well, maybe once or twice, but Jill was always the beautiful ingenue, and I was the funny character guy in the other scene, and we never really did much acting together. And we went out and we did this, and it was great fun for us, but unbeknownst to us, Bacha, it was really like an audition. And a year later, he called and sent us a script, a law show, and he had written parts for us. So that's how we got to do the show.
And my first reaction, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, just turn them down.
I'm a theater actress. I don't do television.
And I would have sold out, you know, instantly. I had no
But then I problem. But then I read the script, and I loved the character. And so I decided, okay, well, maybe I'll do it, you know.
Twist my eyes.
Well, and it was ahead of its time in that it was, yes, it was a drama, but there were also a tremendous moments of humor, including some wonderful dark humor throughout the series.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Great writing. There was great writing on the show.
Yeah.
You mentioned Carnegie Tech, you know.
ABC just bought a pilot for a reboot.
I saw that, yeah.
It might be happening again, you know.
Michael, you mentioned Carnegie Tech, and we've had on Michael McKean. From Carnegie
Michael's
Tech.
Friend.
We have not talked with Stephen Schwartz, who was also there at probably about the same time.
Yeah, we were in the same class.
Oh, wow. And my
and Bochco was in that class, and Bruce Weitz was in that class. It was a good time.
My wife's uncle, Steve Weinrich, was there too, but you're a big school. You probably didn't know.
But he wasn't in drama, right?
No, but every time I mentioned somebody on the show that went there. Well, yes, they were at Carnegie when I was there. Oh, yes. Well, what a talented group we had.
Oh, Steve, of course. I remember.
You go way back.
Way back.
Can you talk about how you became associated with Emil Norman and what that relationship led to?
Well, that's funny that you should ask that, because one of the people that's coming to Love Letters in Bangor is our editor of the documentary did called Emil Norman by His Own Design. And Mary Lampson is her name, and she lives halfway between Portland and Bangor. I'm not sure if she's in the country on the lake, so I'm not sure exactly where it is, but hopefully we'll get to see her there. But she's also coming to the show,
yeah.
And we're so thrilled because she's one of our favorite people in the world, and she did a brilliant job of editing this documentary that we made, which was on PBS for many years. That's probably why you're bringing Emil Norman up, because he was the subject of this documentary. Mm. And He's no longer with us, but we had gotten to know him when we had a place up in Big Sur, California. We built something on the land that we bought from Emil, and he became a great pal of ours, but also a real inspiration to everybody that we ever took to see him. He was an artist, a sculptor, and a painter, and he did he was self-taught, and he did just large pieces for plazas and stuff in California, but also small pieces, all things that he created, techniques that he created himself. And he was really, you know, remarkable guy. And also, he was gay, and back then it wasn't safe to be gay in Los Angeles, and so he and his partner created this sort of salon up in Big Sur, where they had these wonderful, incredible artists, from gay artists from all over the world, that came and celebrated the fact that they could be free on the top of this mountain in Big Sur. And so the name of the documentary is Emil Norman by His Own Design, because he really created
his life.
He did,
as well as his art.
Yeah.
Mike, he was a great fellow.
Michael, you also are an author and, an Italian cook as well. Are you still getting to practice those skills?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I cook. The COVID really threw me into the kitchen. I've been locked in the kitchen for 2 years now. Still won't let me out. I said, come on. Let's go to dinner. You know, we can go out to dinner. No, it's just not as good, honey. You have to cook every night. So, but I like to cook. I like to cook, and I like to write. And I've been writing recently. I wrote books for a while, and now I've been last 5 years or so writing plays. So back to my original roots. You know, the theater. And it's been a great experience.
I've been in two of them, and one of them we did in New York.
Because you sleep with the playwright.
I do. And one of them we did in New York, off-Broadway, which was wonderful, called Fern Hill. And we did another one as a fundraiser for various theater companies around the country during the pandemic. We filmed it in our barn, had some wonderful filmmakers help us create a filmed version of the play, and now he's written two new ones that are getting some buzz and some excitement. So he's officially a playwright. He really is a wonderful playwright.
Thank you, Dawn.
It's true.
Well, so I'm sure you've been asked this a million times. How do you do what you do together, keeping that magic going for 50 years and then some?
Well,
I had a great answer for that. I can't remember it.
The one answer we always have given is that we've allowed each other to change throughout this time, and we've both allowed each other to grow, but also encouraged each other to grow and change, and not been threatened by that, which I think is a huge part of it. But we also really respect each other's art. I think, and that's a big thing, too. And when we did that play of Mike's, it was called The Nice Man Cometh, and we did it in the barn that we have next to the house. And we worked with each other on it for several weeks, learning the lines and working across the table from each other, and basically falling in love with each other, because these two characters didn't know each other in the beginning, and then they, you know, fell in love. And I'm telling you, that was something I highly recommend for people that are in lockdown with their spouses, is do a play every day where you fall in love with each other, because that was really good. That really worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll get a chance to explore love and relationships this Saturday night, 5:00 at Husson University's Gracie Theater. A.R. Gurney's Love Letters, Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker. I've enjoyed your work for so many years. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Thank you so much for visiting with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you. Nice
great.
To talk to you.
Thanks so much.
All right, be well. Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye.
Tickets are available, by the way, at Gracie Theater, theatre.com. And spend a little bit extra. You can even have champagne with the stars after the show as well. That's Saturday night, 5:00. What a way to kick off Valentine's weekend. Love Letters with Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker.